Good morning. I'm Natalie with KQNK. Today is Monday, January 8th. Currently, with light snow, fog, and mist conditions, it is 33 degrees. The humidity is 92%. The wind speed is east at 10 miles per hour. The barometric pressure is 29.63. The dew point is 31 degrees, and the current wind chill is 25 degrees. It is 8:04. We want to remind you of some closings. We've had a couple extra calls come in since the last time we announced the closings we received so far. USD 211 and USD 212. Northern Valley and Norton schools are closed today. There will be no classes today for either of the schools. The Norton Thrift Store is going to be closed. The Senior Center will be closed, and there will be no meals or no transportation today. New Age Industrial is closed. Corner K Salon, Kansas Rec Center will be not be having their exercise classes today. Those have been canceled. And Destination Kitchen will be closed for today. Once again, the Norton Thrift Store will be closed today. The Senior Center will be closed. They will not have meals, and they will not do transportation. New Age Industrial is closed today. Corner King Salon, the Kansas Rec Center will not be having their exercise classes, and Destination Kitchen is closed, along with Norton and Northern Valley Schools. Also, we want to let you know that the KQNK office is closed for the day. If you need to call in cancellations. If no one answers, please leave messages on our Facebook page. We are making a list and posting it on our Facebook page. And so please continue sending those closings. You can send them through Facebook. We would love that. But you can go ahead and call KQNK at 785-877-3378. And while I'm here at the office, I'll be glad to announce the closings for you. We want to thank, I do want to let everybody know that right now the current visibility is only at 1 mile. It's not going to get much better throughout the day. We are under a blizzard warning that started at 6 o'clock this morning that will last through 6 a.m. tomorrow morning. So take a lot of precautions. Stay off of the roads if you can. You don't need to be traveling today. If you do have travel plans, you need to maybe change those. Check out candrive.org. If you do think you want to get on the road, I can guarantee there's going to be many, many highway closings today because of the weather. So be very careful and safe out there. It is 8:06 and time for our Kansas News.
Kansas Information Network News. I'm Jen Austin. Blizzard warnings are in place for western Kansas with heavy snowfall and strong winds. Winter storm warnings cover northern Kansas with heavy snow but less wind. South central and eastern Kansas are under winter weather advisories as snowfall totals will be lower, but travel will still be dangerous. Snowfall will become more widespread through Monday night and linger into early Tuesday morning. An Ogden woman is the second person arrested in connection with a fraud investigation. Roxanne Stewart has more.
Riley County Police arrested Candace Huffman on Friday on 38 total counts connected to a criminal report made in December by DeHart Plumbing. The company was defrauded out of $13,540 for services paid for with a fake cashier's check. Eight counts against Huffman are connected with the fake check, and the rest are connected to violations of the Kansas Offender Registration Act. Her arrest comes a week after David Lee Huffman was arrested in the same investigation. Candace Huffman remains in custody on a $100,000 bond. I'm Roxanne Stewart.
And this is Kansas Information Network News.
With today's inflation straining your budget, your Kansas Farm Bureau membership can help keep more money in your pocket. Get 15% off current published rates at Nextech Wireless. Special member pricing on select Grainger products. Save on vacation and travel with Avis Budget and Choice Hotels. And join the Kansans who've switched to Kansas Farm Bureau health plans, who enjoy significant savings on nationwide medical health care coverage. Join today. For a full list of benefits, visit kfb.org/benefits.
Melissa from Michigan. I work an extra part-time job serving lunch at my child's school, but I still can't afford to put food on our table.
Daniel from California. Choosing whether to pay the rent or pay to fix the car to get to work doesn't leave us with much at all. Now we can't even pay for meals.
Hunger is a story we can end. End it at feedingamerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America and the...
Good morning, I'm Natalie Hadley with your KQNK News, brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, serving all of your chemical and fertilizer needs. Governor Kelly recently announced the launch of Kansas Broadband Ready Communities, a new certification from the Kansas Office of Broadband Development for communities working to improve access to high-speed internet. Governor Kelly said a broadband-ready community designation signifies that a local government has taken steps towards economic growth, educational opportunities, and improved quality of life for its residents. And they encourage all Kansas communities to embrace the Kansas Broadband Ready Communities program, which supports innovation, preparedness, and collaboration. With the Kansas Broadband Ready Communities designation, Kansas communities will be prepared to make their bids for service more competitive and be ready for future grant opportunities. And by adopting specific local ordinances ahead of time, communities can ensure more successful and sustainable broadband deployment projects. The Kansas Office of Broadband Development recognizes the need for broadband-ready communities to serve as catalysts for broadband expansion and will review standards every 3 years to keep pace with evolving broadband technology and requirements. You can visit kansascommerce.gov for more information about the Kansas Broadband Ready program and to stay updated on its developments. Non-resident hunters who wish to obtain a 2024 Kansas spring turkey permit may submit an application for the all-new lottery draw from Tuesday, January 9th through February 9th of 2024. Non-resident hunters may apply for a permit valid only in a single unit in units 1, 2, 3, 5, or 6, along with a $10 application fee. Similar to Kansas's non-resident deer permit draw, any leftover non-resident spring turkey permits will be offered on a first-come, first-served basis shortly after the draw. To apply for a 2024 non-resident turkey permit, you can visit GoOutdoorsKansas.com between the dates of January 9th and February 9th, select Purchase Licenses, Permits, and Tags, log into your account, and select Limited Draw Applications. And hunters who qualify as a resident or non-resident tenant may still purchase a spring turkey permit in units 1, 2, 3, 5, or 6, either over-the-counter or online, beginning March 5th. The all-new lottery draw is part of a larger strategy by the Kansas Department of Wildlife and Parks to reduce overall hunting pressure and turkey harvest in Kansas in response to declining turkey populations nationwide. The staff first recommended to the commission a lottery draw for non-resident turkey permits in August of 2022, after which it remained a regular public meeting agenda item until voted on by the commission on June 22nd of 2023, the group's sixth meeting to examine and discuss the recommendation. For more on turkey hunting in Kansas, including season dates, other special draws, and how to obtain an electronic permit, you can visit ksoutdoors.com. The State Library of Kansas continues to offer its dedicated legislative hotline as an ongoing resource for Kansans seeking information about the state legislation or legislative matters. Staffed by experienced librarians, this hotline is a trustworthy point of contact for Kansas residents who can inquire about various topics. Residents can connect with the legislative hotline by phone at 1-800-432-3924. Chat at kslib.info/ask or email infodesk@ks.gov. The website candrive.org gives updates and shows videos of real-time road conditions, closures, and accidents. And Kansas Department of Transportation officials said it can also be personalized so you can see the road conditions that matter most to you when driving gets dangerous. You can create an account, save which street you drive on, get email alerts, and share conditions on social media. And there's also a mode for truck drivers that shows information for them about way stations and bridge heights. Officials have said many people rely on the website to make sure their drive is safe. For more information, you can visit www.candrive.org. In Nebraska news, a Kearney woman is behind bars after her newborn tested positive for several drugs, according to court documents. On December 26, an officer with the Kearney Police Department responded to an apartment on a report of a newborn struggling to breathe. And the officer learned that 36-year-old Jessica Hernandez had given birth to a girl at the home, according to an arrest affidavit, and Hernandez refused treatment and would not give a blood or urine sample at a hospital in Kearney. Staff collected a part of the child's umbilical cord for testing before she was taken to another hospital, and the other hospital collected a sample of the child's urine for testing. The test came back positive for amphetamines, cocaine, and methamphetamine, according to the affidavit, and Hernandez was charged on Friday with felony child abuse. Her bond was set at $25,000, and the child has since been removed from Hernandez's custody, according to the affidavit. A North Platte woman has been charged after police say she stole thousands of dollars in cash from a local grocery store. 53-year-old Lisa Garrett has been charged in Lincoln County Court with theft by unlawful taking, more than $5,000, and possession of a deadly weapon by a prohibited person. According to the arrest affidavit, on December 29th, North Platte police were called to Gary Superfoods at 1620 East 4th Street after a manager reported an employee, who was Garrett, had stolen thousands of dollars in cash from bank bags located under the front customer service counter. An officer said in the affidavit that surveillance footage showed Garrett removing several bank bags and emptying their contents before concealing them in the front of a hooded sweatshirt before leaving the store. The affidavit said the manager discovered the money was missing after doing a nightly count of the store's cash drops. And another manager advised the officer that the total amount of cash taken was $5,800. On December 31st, the affidavit said officers responded to Walmart at 1401 South Dewey Street after it was reported Garrett was there shopping. The affidavit said she was then arrested and found to be in possession of a backpack containing a large amount of cash as well as 3-inch steel blade. Garrett's bond has been set at $25,000, and she needs to post 10% of this amount to be released from jail. Garrett is due back in Lincoln County Court at 9 a.m. on January 11th. I'll be back with more in just a moment.
Firebolt Ag is a full-service fertilizer and chemical retailer. They customize products for individual farmers' needs, with the primary focus being customer profitability. Let Josh and Jack help you get the most out of your farm ground. They also provide in-house marketing with Ron Wall of Flatwater Solutions. Visit Ron in Phillipsburg or call Josh at 785-854-8484 or Jack at 308-840-2819. Firebolt Ag, your leader in agriculture.
Developmental Services of Northwest Kansas announced that it has received a grant award of $100,000, which will go toward enhancing fire safety measures in 4 DSNWK locations, and that's thanks to the generosity of the Dane G. Hansen Foundation. In its announcement, DSNWK said with the grant funds, they will install essential fire safety equipment, such as sprinkler systems, fire alarm panels, and dialers in locations in Hayes, Hill City, Norton, and Victoria. And by investing in these measures, DSNWK will enhance the safety for both the people it serves as well as its employees. And these enhancements will also protect community assets, quicken emergency response, and include employee education and awareness. Jerry Michaud, the DSNWK president and CEO, said this project strengthens DSNWK's resilience against fire-related disasters, and by investing in comprehensive fire safety measures, DSNWK will experience a significant improvement in safety, infrastructure protection, emergency response capabilities, and overall quality of life. DSNWK is a 501c3 nonprofit serving those with intellectual and developmental disabilities in the 18 most northwestern Kansas counties. You can visit dsnwk.org to learn more about their services and for ways to support DSNWK's work with individuals with developmental disabilities throughout Northwest Kansas. Each January, the EPA seeks to raise awareness of radon exposure during National Radon Action Month, and they're encouraging residents to protect themselves and their families by having their homes tested for the presence of radon. Radon is a naturally occurring radioactive gas that cannot be seen, smelled, or tasted, and if left untreated, radon can build up indoors, leading to adverse health effects. However, radon exposure is a preventable health risk, and testing for radon can help prevent prolonged exposure. After smoking, radon is the second leading cause of lung cancer in the United States, taking the lives of approximately 21,000 Americans every year. Radon testing kits can be bought online and in home improvement stores, and the EPA recommends taking action to fix your home if you discover radon levels above 4 ppl. If your home does have elevated levels of radon, a qualified professional can install a system to lower your indoor radon levels. For more guidance on how to address radon risks, you can visit the EPA's radon website at epa.gov/radon. And Kansans can also find information on the Kansas Department of Health and Environment website at kdhe.ks.gov. Northern Valley Junior High basketball coach Jim Cole reported that the Northern Valley Junior High A-team boys improved their record to 8-0 on the season with a 37-26 win over the Logan Palco Trojans on January 4th in Logan. coach said Northern Valley played great defense, building a 21-10 halftime lead, with Griffin McKinney leading the Huskies and scoring with 14 points, followed by Lucas Hansen with 11. The Northern Valley B team boys record dropped to 2-4 with a 10-40 loss to the Trojans, and Malachi Hitt led the B boys with 4 points. Mass of Christian burial for Alvin Mapes, 90, of Norton, will be held at 10:30 a.m. Saturday, January 13th, at the St. Francis of Assisi Catholic Church in Norton. Interment will follow in the Norton Cemetery. Visitation will be from 5 to 7 p.m. on Friday, January 12th, at the Plummer Gobber Funeral Home. A rosary and wake service will follow at 7 p.m. Memorial contributions may be given to the Knights of Columbus or St. Francis of Assisi Catholic Church and sent in care of Plummer Gobber Funeral Home, 215 West Main Street in Norton, and condolences may be left at plummergobber.com. I'm Natalie Hadley. Your KQNK News has been brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, farmers helping farmers to succeed. You can contact Firebolt Ag today to get the most out of your farmland. Your KQNK weather forecast is being brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, your Norton experts for all of your pest control needs. Your forecast for today, expect snow, and the snow could be heavy at times, with widespread blowing snow after noon. The temperatures will be rising to near 32 by 11 a.m., then falling to around 25 during the remainder of the day, and it will be windy, with a north wind of 10 to 20 miles per hour, increasing to 20 to 30 miles per hour in the afternoon. And the winds could gust as high as 45 miles per hour today. Our chance of precipitation is 100%, with total daytime snow accumulation of 5 to 9 inches possible. For tonight, snow mainly before 3 a.m. and widespread blowing snow with a steady temperature around 22. It'll be windy tonight with a north wind of 25 to 30 miles per hour and gusts as high as 50 miles per hour. And our chance of precipitation tonight is 90%, with new snow accumulation of 1 to 3 inches possible. On Tuesday, it should be partly sunny, then gradually becoming sunny with the high near 29 and blustery, with wind gusts as high as 40 miles per hour. And on Tuesday night, it should be partly cloudy with a low around 15. I'll be back with the rest of your forecast in just a moment.
When you've got bugs, we know what a nuisance that can be.
Lock them out. From Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, Lock Them Out is our very effective residential insect prevention program. We'll come to your place and treat your foundation plus all insect entryways. And while we're there, receive a free termite inspection. Call Mr. Rich Wenzel, our certified technician in Norton, at 785-202-0167. That's 202-0167.
Continuing with your weather forecast, on Wednesday it should be mostly sunny with a high near 39 and breezy with wind gusts as high as 30 miles per hour. On Thursday, there's a 30% chance of snow showers after noon. Should be mostly cloudy with a high near 25. On Friday, there's a 30% chance of snow showers mainly before noon. Should be partly sunny with a high near 14. On Saturday, it should be partly sunny with a high near 11 and blustery. And on Sunday, it should be partly sunny with the high near 11. Currently, with light snow, fog, and mist conditions, it is 33 degrees. The humidity is 92%. The wind speed is east at 10 miles per hour. The barometric pressure is 29.63. The dew point is 31 degrees, and the current wind chill is 25 degrees. Your weather was brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control right here in Norton. You can call Hinkle Termite and Pest Control at 785-202-0167 for all of your pest control needs. We do have some weather updates for you. It is starting to snow pretty good out there right now, so start taking all of your snow precautions. Right now, our visibility is down to just 1 mile with some light snow, fog, and mist conditions. So be very careful when you are out and about. If you do not have to be out today, and unless it's an emergency, I would not think anyone would now have to be out driving around on these roads. There's going to be several road closings. I can guarantee it. We're supposed to get up to 9 inches of snow possibly, so it is going to be a pretty vicious weather day out. So stay home, stay safe if you can, and keep an eye on the road conditions at candrive.org, and please keep an eye on all of your weather conditions. We have several closings we want to remind you about for today. The Norton Thrift Store will be closed today. The Norton Senior Center is closed. They will not be doing any meals, and there will be no public transportation today. New Age Industrial is closed today. Corner K Salon is closed today. The Kansas Rec Center will not be having their exercise classes today, and Destination Kitchen will be closed, along with the offices of KQ&K right here. We will be closing pretty much right after the news ends this morning. Please continue, though, to let us know if you have any closings. You can message us on Facebook or post on our Facebook page. We are making a list as we get our closings, so please keep checking KQ&K Facebook for the updated list of all of our closings. Mandy will be, as long as electricity's working and internet's working, Mandy will be making announcements throughout the day of any closures that we receive. But please, if you can't get through to the office, please leave messages on our Facebook page. All right. We want to thank the bank for all of our weather closings, delays, all of our severe weather reports. The Bank of Oberlin and Norton, the bank that cares, your community bank. It's 8:24.
Are you living with pain and discomfort in your feet, legs, thighs, or butt? It may be a sign of a serious health problem called peripheral artery disease, or PAD. The most common symptoms of PAD are burning, aching, numbness, or discomfort in your leg or hip muscles while walking. A higher quality of life is possible. If you have any kind of recurrent leg pain, talk with your doctor. Describe when it happens and how it feels. Go to heart.org/PAD to learn more.
Your Kansas Sports Report is being brought to you by United Northwest Federal Credit Union, where everything they do for you.
United Northwest Federal Credit Union proudly supports our local athletes and wishes them good luck this season. At United Northwest Federal Credit Union, we work hard every day to make life a little better for you, your family, and our community. When you need to open a checking or savings account, get a new debit card or credit card, apply for a personal, auto, or mortgage loan, or seek financial advice, United Northwest Federal Credit Union is here for you with better and more personal service. For more information, visit unwfcu.org. Equal Housing Lender. NCUA insured.
KIN Sports, I'm Brendan Dworzynski. Former Kansas State quarterback Will Howard is headed to Ohio State, with the former Big 12 champion announcing his transfer destination on Thursday. Howard was a hot commodity in the transfer portal, and Tom Van Haren of ESPN said Ohio State's bowl game shows why they wanted the K-State record holder.
They lost 14-3 with Lincoln Keenholz and Devin Brown. They threw for less than 120 yards. Now they've got Will Howard, an experienced quarterback, an experienced passer, who's versatile. He can run this off. He gives them a bridge, a gap to try to fill the void where they needed a quarterback. And they've got Aaron Noland, an ESPN 300 quarterback coming in, but now he's got time to develop. I spoke with Will Howard yesterday. He told me that he got on Ohio State's campus last night. He was visiting today. That sealed the deal for him. He's now committed to the Buckeyes, and they've got their quarterback at least for next season to try to figure out what the future depth looks like at the position.
Kansas Information Network Sports. I'm Brendan Dworzynski.
This is McGruff the Crime Dog, and I need you to help me take a bite out of crime. Counterfeit products are popping up everywhere. Fake sneakers, fake cosmetics, and even fake pills. Crooks are selling counterfeit versions of just about everything. Last year, billions of dollars worth of counterfeit products were sold in the U.S. Sure, it may seem like saving a few bucks on the things you want isn't a big deal, but counterfeits are usually made in unsafe conditions, potentially using hazardous and even lethal ingredients that could harm you and others. And the money you've paid, it goes right into the hands of criminals and may support child labor, drugs, and even gangs. Smells like big crime to me. So if you still think buying fake products is harmless, think again. And remember, if you don't know where the products came from, how could you know where the money goes? You're smart. Buy smart. Go for real. Learn more at McGruffPSA.org. This message is brought to you by the United States Patent and Trademark Office and the National Crime...
Norton County Hospital and Medical Clinic are your partners in making health a priority in the new year. Team up with your primary care provider to tackle concerns, plan preventative screenings, and elevate your overall well-being. From family and internal medicine to emergency care, specialty clinics, wound care, pain management, and rehabilitation, we've got you covered at every stage of life. Discover our services and meet our dedicated team online. Your journey to a healthier you starts here.
Kansas Agriculture Network Markets.
Good morning, everyone. I'm Greg Akagi. Right now, let's check the weather.
This morning, a significant low-pressure system was on the way into Kansas. We have blizzard warnings in effect across the western part of the state. Anywhere from 6 to 12 inches of snow possible there, with wind gusts as high as 65 miles per hour. A winter storm warning across sections of central Kansas, close to I-70, and a winter weather advisory further to the south and east. A rain-snow transition will largely determine exactly how much snow folks will see. There'll be a break in precipitation this afternoon, then snow with high winds increasing tonight into tomorrow morning. A blizzard warning in effect across northwestern Kansas today, or high temperature in the mid-20s. In north-central Kansas, a winter storm warning, with today's high likely in the mid-30s. A winter weather advisory in northeastern Kansas, with rain and snow, or high in the mid-30s. Blizzard warning also posted for southwestern Kansas, snow accumulating with a high 34. Rain and a few thunderstorms across south-central Kansas with a high in the mid-40s. Temperatures in the low 40s with rain in southeastern Kansas today. I'm meteorologist Ann Holliday.
As we look at the early calls today, first off on the livestock side, weather is going to be the big factor here with the pending current winter storm. How much of an effect it's going to have? It's already had some effects with the cold rain taking place, also snow, causing a lot of stress that's going to be out there, so something to keep an eye on. Cash was better last week, and we started to get some support back into the beef and pork markets as well. Weaker tone on the grain side this morning. We see wheat futures down 7 in the hard red winter wheat, soft red down 12, corn futures steady to lower, soybeans down 5, rain in central parts and northern parts of Brazil, one of the big factors into the market. USDA reports also coming out on Friday. This is the Kansas Ag Network.
Cattlemen, calving season will soon be here. Do you need better facilities to assist in the delivery of that calf? The Powder River Calving Pen is just the answer for successful management of that dystocia. The 10x10 pen includes a self-catch head gate and convenient 30-inch walk-through roll gate. Two split squeeze panels at the side and center of the pen are crucial for cesarean surgery or calf nursing assistance. Those gates swing 180 degrees completely out of the way for complete access in calving assistance. SureLatch closure allows easy handling and operation by one person. Panels and gates are constructed of 1.5-inch, 14-gauge square steel tubing with powder-coated paint. View this Powder River calving pen online at valleyvet.com or visit the Valley Vet store in Marysville. Valley Vet Supply. It's where neighbors become friends and friends become family.
ValleyVet.com, ValleyVet.com, Valley Vet Supply.
Please pardon this interruption, but we did want to do another update on our closings. We did get another closing added to our list. Currently, Northern Valley Schools and Norton Schools are both closed for the day because of the weather. The Norton Thrift Store is closed. The Senior Center will be closed today. They will not be doing meals, and there will be no public transportation. The New Age Industrial is closed. Corner K Salon. The Kansas Rec Center will not be having their exercise classes today. Destination Kitchen is closed, and Farm Bureau Financial Services offices is closed today also. Once again, the Norton Thrift Store, the Norton Senior Center will not be having meals or transportation. Northern Valley Schools and Norton Community Schools are both closed today. No classes today. New Age Industrial, Corner K Salon will both be closed today due to the weather. The Kansas Rec Center will not be having exercise classes. And Destination Kitchen and Farm Bureau Financial Services office will also be closed due to the weather. I want to again remind you that if you do have any closings, KQ&K office is closed, leaving here in just a few minutes to be home and safe. So if you have any closings, please, you can message on our Facebook page, and Mandy will be getting those closings out. We're trying to post them as we get them on our Facebook page, and she will try to do some announcements if she can do that. We want to thank everybody for being safe. Please check on your neighbors. If you have neighbors that are shut-ins or can't get out and about, make sure they have what they need to get through this storm. And stay home and stay safe. Check candrive.org before you do think you might want to get on the road, because I just saw a report that they're already starting to close highways. So I would just suggest you just tell yourself you're staying home today and be safe. And we also want to thank the bank for all of our severe weather reports, closings, and delays. The Bank of Oberlin and Norton, the bank that cares, your community bank.